Hey, it's Stacey Sherman of RSP Entertainment Marketing, and you're listening to the Jazz Spotlight.
Episode 86.
Welcome to the Jazz Spotlight, the podcast that gives you the insight and tools you need to be in the music industry today. Artists, authors, and top music industry experts give you actionable tips that will help you promote yourself the smart way. Here's your host, Jan Ilunga. Everybody, how's it going? Welcome to this new episode of the Jazz Spotlight Podcast. Today we talk about music PR and we are joined by RSP Entertainment Marketing founder Stacey Sherman. And in this episode we talk about what do publicists actually do? When is it a good time to think about a publicist? How much does a publicist cost? And what can you do in case you can't afford a publicist and you still want to do a PR campaign do-it-yourself style? You find the show notes with the links to everything Stacey and I talk about at thejazzspotlight.com/episode86. All right, here it is. Music PR with Stacey Sherman. Hey everybody, I hope you are ready for this new episode of the Jazz Spotlight. And today we talk about music PR and we're going to talk about that in two aspects. We're going to be focusing on the figure of publicist. So what does a publicist do, when you would need a publicist and why? And we're also going to be talking about some specific tips for you. So if you want to run your do-it-yourself PR campaign, you're going to be getting some tips from that as well. And joining us today is the founder of RSP Entertainment Marketing and a publicist and a PR expert herself, Stacey Sherman. Stacey, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jan. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm great. And I know that you have been on quite many music business podcasts. I remember you've been on Wispin podcast of Andrew Epanov, who was here before in the podcast. Also on Bridge the Atlantic of Ross Barber and Marcio Novelli. You guys may remember Ross. He was also here where we talked about websites and what you should think about to build your own website. So I know that you are passionate, Stacey, about what you do and sharing that with people. So in case there is someone who's joining us and doesn't know much about RSP Entertainment Marketing and what you do, Stacey, can you share some more info about that?
Sure, absolutely. I am a publicist, like you said, a media consultant, and RSP Entertainment Marketing is the name of my company. Mm-hmm. And I started doing it professionally about 18 months ago, but I was really doing the job of a publicist and media marketing long before that. I was in radio and record, those industries, for a long time in my grown-up professional career, as grown-up as those two industries are, and was downsized out of corporate America, and I still had all of my contacts and connections. Mm-hmm. So all of my music friends would always ask me, hey, can you help me with this? Or right. I'm doing this CD release party. Can you help me organize it? Or do you know this guy? And I was always the person that got things done and connected people with what they needed. And finally, one day, a friend of mine that owns a studio looked at me and said, why aren't you getting paid for this? You know, right. You're basically running the show. And I said, hey, you know, you're right. So I started doing it professionally, and it's been really a whirlwind in the last 18 months. I haven't really slowed down since I started.
That's great. And as I said earlier, you've been on quite many podcasts, and you've also, I know that you're also very active probably at music conferences, because of your clients, most of which are artists, and also to connect, you know, for and promote your company, right?
Yes, absolutely. I do a lot of traveling, both to speak at events and also just with my clients who are playing at different events mm-hmm. and to help them with their shows and things like that. I mean, this past year alone, I was at the Grammys. I was at South by Southwest.
Wow.
And I just in June went and spoke at a NARIS, which is the Grammy People, mm-hmm. an event that they put on. To talk about the importance of PR in New York City, which was kind of, that was a surprising thing for me to be doing. So that was really fun. So yeah, I do a lot of traveling and speaking.
And if we take, Stacey, the latest thing you talked about, and we kind of broaden the scope. So we talk about PR, not only for New York City, but for artists more in general, people who are listening to you and I maybe, over here from Europe or maybe from Asia, from Africa, from whatever they are listening to us from. What can you tell us more about, first of all, what PR is and why is important for musicians?
Sure. I mean, by definition, what PR is and what a publicist does is generates press coverage and kind of bridges the gap between the client and the public and the media. Mm-hmm. So the publicist attracts interest from the public at large by using the media and the press to gain attention for their client.
Right.
So that's basically, you know, kind of a dictionary definition of what publicity is. And the publicist does that by making contacts with the media, which can be, you know, traditional newspaper, television, things like that, but also in the increasingly digital mm-hmm. day and age, that's a lot of online bloggers and people like that who review your music and talk about and do interviews and features with the artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you told us. So guys, there you have it. If you have heard the word PR, and I'm sure you've heard it before, but somehow you haven't been exactly sure what that means and what a publicist does, there you have it. And obviously, Stacey, we know that people who are listening to you and I are probably at different stages of their career. There are maybe people who are about to graduate from music school, there's independent artists that are starting out, or there's people who have been in business for you know, 20, 30 years or even more. And obviously not a publicist is not for everybody, also because it costs money to hire a publicist. So at what stage of their career you think a musician may be considering hiring a publicist?
Well, it's pretty basic if you are at a point in your career where you want to be taken seriously and use it as a career and start treating it as a business mm-hmm. and not as a hobby or something you do as, you know, kind of on the side.
Right.
You want to do this as your job and take it to the next level. So you don't have to be rich and famous already to hire a publicist. Mm-hmm. If you have something that you want exposure for, like say you've won an award or that you're going to partner with a charity in your local hometown or something like that, you need exposure and the public needs to know about it. Mm-hmm. That's when you should hire a publicist.
Okay. And if someone is listening to you and I and is maybe thinking about getting in touch with a publicist, what are the things you think they should think about and do before actually reaching out to the publicist?
Well, they should have their social media in line. They should have clear goals of what they want from their career. Mm-hmm. And again, this kind of goes back to what I said a minute ago about treating it like a business,
right?
That this is a career. They should be ready to take this seriously as a job. They should also have some money set aside for PR because it's not free. and it's not cheap in a relative sense. Right. The payoff in the long run with the exposure, you do get return on your investment, but it's not, you know, going to cost $50.
Right.
It's a lot more expensive than people think. Mm-hmm. Kind of have your ducks in a row, to use an American expression, you know, be prepared and already have a fan base. Don't just start from scratch and be like, hey, I have this song that I cut with Pro Tools in my basement and I want to promote it. Can you help me? You don't come to a publicist with that, because you're not going to be able to get really far with that.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you talked about the fact that hiring a publicist, hiring a professional, is not going to cost $50. And in terms of pricing ranges, what do you think are, you know, if maybe someone is actually listening to you and I, Stacey, and maybe is considering a few publicists and they provide similar services and they have different rates, what do you think are the average rates for the industry, or maybe for the area you're based at?
Well, it really varies, because there's big PR firms that have, you know, like in LA or New York, that they have, you know, lots of account executives or account managers that work for them. And basically those people, you know, have an office and they have a Rolodex or a little black book full of media contacts or bloggers that they know. And what those people can do is just send out emails or make phone calls to blanket cover all of these contacts that they have. Mm-hmm. And you're paying a retainer for, you know, email blasts is
right.
What you're basically paying for. And a lot of those, you know, lists aren't updated. They're not relevant to the genre, mm-hmm. or things like that. But big firms, because of their overhead, you could be paying, you know, between $3,000 and $5,000 a month for something like that. Mm-hmm. So for an indie artist, that's really not feasible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It goes down to, you know, you could look at it at a low end to go down to like $1,000 a month for a full campaign, which would include, you know, reaching out to relevant media, not just people that say, oh, send me, we review anything, send us whatever you want. And then they write an interview for you. But okay, so you have another interview to put on your website or promote on Twitter. What is it really relevant? It really goes to what kind of return you want, mm-hmm. from your media.
Yeah, and it ties in really with what you told us earlier about the importance of, you know, treating your career as a business and really having clear goals. Because if you know what you want to achieve, it's going to be easier when you're at a crossroad, you're not sure. You have a few options in terms of maybe publicists and PR agencies. But if you have clear goals, you know what you want to get from those services, those people, making the right decision is going to be easier. And before we talk about the do-it-yourself aspect of PR, so if there is someone who really wants to kind of take matters into their own hands, I want to ask you, Stacey, for some tips for your fellow publicists. I'm sure there is someone listening to you and I that is in your industry, is a publicist and works with artists. And I wanted to ask you, Stacey, what are some of the PR best practices, some good things you have seen being done by publicists, and some not so, I mean, you already told us about not so good things, so like emailing updated lists, but what else can you tell us?
Good things, it would be communication is the key. Mm-hmm. I mean, set expectations up front. Be clear with your clients that there's no guarantee. Because if a publicist comes to you and says, oh, I guarantee you that you're going to get, you know, 17 interviews and, you know, 4 reviews on these different blogs, and your record sales are going to go up by 20%, run for your life, because that, right. it's not going to happen. There's no guarantee. And it's also not an overnight happening. I mean, I always say publicity is a marathon, not a sprint,
right,
because the publicist lays good groundwork and does a lot of behind the scenes and a lot of detailed follow-up that the artist doesn't necessarily know about and also doesn't have time for,
right,
which is part of why artists need publicity and someone to handle it for them, is there's just not enough time in the day to run an effective campaign by themselves. So, yeah, I mean, just publicists need to learn to communicate with their clients and set clear expectations. Those would be the main things. And treat your media contacts the way you want to be treated.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're so right. And especially today with so many different medium, there's email, there are social media, there is still obviously the phone. It's really important to be, you know, to treat others the way you want to be treated, and also to choose the right platform, not only to, you know, when connecting with your clients, but even for connecting with your fellow musicians or people you met at a conference. Everybody uses different platforms, different mediums, so you want to choose the right one. And Stacey, earlier you talked about the importance of having your social media line as a musician when you approach a publicist. And I wanted to ask you if you can elaborate more on that. So if an artist is listening to you and I, what do you think are some of the, you know, the social media platforms? Obviously, everybody has different goals, has an audience of different age ranges. But what do you think are the kind of the must-have platforms for musicians in 2015 and why?
The three main platforms, fairly obvious, are Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for musicians. But again, you would know your audience and target which one you use the most based on which one your audience uses the most, and tailor it to what you want to accomplish. Like if you're going on tour, Twitter and Instagram would probably be a lot more effective than using Facebook all the time, because you can, they're a lot more interactive and the hashtags are easier to search. So the fans are going to be a lot more engaged. If you're going to do a lot of photos or long-winded explanations, obviously Facebook would be better than either of the other two.
Yeah, no, you're right. And so you mentioned Facebook, you mentioned Twitter, you mentioned Instagram. And if you have been with me before in any episode of the season one of the Jazz Spotlight, you may remember that we've talked about social media in different episodes. So you can find those more. We talked about Instagram more specifically, for example, with Sue B. Zimmerman. We talked about social media, the social media landscape in general with Bobby Ozinski. So if you want to learn more about social media, about the different platforms and which ones you should consider using and why, definitely check out the previous episode of the Jazz Spotlight podcast. And Stacey, I'm curious, as a publicist, obviously there are different things you look at when, you know, when you are approached by an artist that maybe would like you to work with him or her. And I'm curious, can you share some with us some of the things you and other publicists you think look at? Because I think they can be very useful if there are artists listening to you and I that maybe they are trying to approach publicists. What do you think are the things they should really pay attention to, because publicists pay attention to those things too?
Some things that I pay attention to, and it may be the detail-oriented nature of publicists, but if you are, there are a lot of grammatical errors on your Facebook posts and your Twitter, that's a big red flag for me personally, because it just, it's not professional. It just goes back to that, you know, this is a business. You don't use texting abbreviations and stuff in your public posts. Other things we look for, have a website, have a separate, you know, Facebook artist page, not just your personal Facebook page. You don't want your fans, you know, seeing pictures of your kids or your, you know, your cousin Sue or whatever you're doing when you're on vacation, because that's generally, you know, you start out having everything on your personal page. You need to set up a separate artist page on Facebook. Have some place for your fans to be able to go and find out information about you. Because if a publicist can't find information about you, we're not going to have anywhere to send media people to find information about you.
Right. Yeah.
That's a basic. If I'm doing research and I can't find out information, a media person isn't going to take the time to do it.
Yeah. And you mentioned, I mean, the importance of really looking professional. So you talked about a grammatical error on your website or social media. You talked about having a website in the first place. And that's something we have been really talking about in the past. We've talked about that, for example, with Ross Barber, that you, Stacey, know very well. We talked about that with David Dufresne. So in case you guys are listening to Stacey and I, and you have been only using Facebook as your online hub, you're taking a big risk, because social media are unpredictable. Rules are changing constantly. You never know what's going to happen. You need a website. And the episodes I mentioned, and you're going to find, like always, links to everything Stacey and I have talked about, including all the episodes I mentioned, in the show notes, so that you can go back to those and listen to those later. And another thing I want to maybe to add to the list, Stacey, you made, even though I'm not a publicist, is the importance of having professional looking images, especially if one has a website. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I actually just posted about this last week, because a lot of bands, and in this day and age of, you know, I mean, iPhones and take such great quality pictures these days, but, you know, that doesn't make every person with an iPhone a professional photographer. So spend the money on a professional photographer. If you think you can skimp or cheap out on those images, you're wrong, because it goes to your intent. I mean, really, if you're serious about your career, you know that your brand, your image, it is everything, what you present to the public. And you want to make sure that it is what you want them to see.
Yeah, and that, I think that really, it's very true that you mentioned, yeah, smartphones today can take great quality pictures, but like you said, not everybody is a professional photographer, so that images are definitely not something you want to save your money on. You really want to invest of someone who knows what they're doing, that gonna provide you with high quality professional looking images, because you're gonna be needing those for your website, you're going to be using those on social media, you're going to be using those, or actually publicists like Stacey are going to be needing those when contacting media, bloggers, podcasters, right, Stacey?
Exactly. That's one of the things, the main things that people need to include, that artists need to include in their EPK, which is an electronic press kit, is good quality photos that media outlets and press people can use. Mm-hmm. And it's a good idea to have some different ones. And that's what a professional photographer can help you with, is if you tell them the vibe or the image that you're trying to project, a good photographer will be able to stage different poses, different outfits, all that kind of thing, because that's their job. Mm-hmm. They know how to convey what your desire is into the photos. Whereas if, you know, again, if it's like you say to your buddy, hey, I want to look, you know, brooding and and rock starry, they're going to be like, oh, dude, hold your guitar and stand by the wall. Well, okay, everybody and their brother has done that. So, you know, work with a professional. Give us something to work with to make you stand out from the crowd.
Right, because that's your business card in a way. So you really, again, like Stacey told us, you really want to appear and be a professional. So you need to be professional in the way you present yourself. And Stacey, you told us so much. We've gone over your company, RSP Entertainment Marketing. You told us more about what a publicist does, and you shared some tips on what artists should do before contacting a publicist. You talked about the rates of publicists and what publicists look at when are contacted by possible clients. And now I want to ask you to talk about the do-it-yourself PR. Obviously, it applies, same as we've just talked about for photography, applies to PR. A publicist is a professional and they know what they're doing. So the same way you should hire a professional photographer, you should hire a publicist, a professional in public relations. But if there is someone who is listening to you and I, and for whatever reason, they might not be in the position of hiring a publicist, I wanted to ask you if you can share some recommendations, some tips, and maybe a sort of kind of checklist for a do-it-yourself PR campaign.
Sure, absolutely. The main thing, like I said, is to have your media presence in order. So make sure you have your website and it looks professional. Have a good bio. If you can't afford a full-on PR campaign, a good idea would be to hire someone at a much smaller rate to write a good, compelling bio for you. Because one of the first things that press people look at is your story.
Right.
And I mean, that's what I do. My job is telling your story. So if you're going to be promoting yourself, and it's really hard for artists, I mean, it's hard for anyone to tell their own story.
Right.
So it's hard to kind of write your own bio because you're so in it. So it's easier to have someone, and you can get someone, a good bio written for between, you know, $100 and $500, depending on where you live and the experience of the person you hire. So I would suggest having a good bio, the professional photography, good headshots, and make contacts with local press people in your area. Go to radio events. If you know that in your genre of music, there's a radio station in your area that is doing events, start showing up and, you know, introduce yourself to people and be a presence in your market. Make friends with other musicians in your area so they can count on you to support them at their gigs. And it's all about networking and being supportive of each other, because you'll find that you'll get a lot further and people will be willing to help you if you all work together. So say you have made friends with the local radio guy and now you're like, hey, I have this new record coming out. Could you tell me what you think? He's going to be a lot more likely to work with you and at least answer your questions than if you just mailed it to him out of the blue or send him an email with a link. Because who are you? He doesn't care.
Right.
He gets a million emails a month of people that want their record played. But, you know, go that extra mile, because in the beginning, if you do the legwork, it'll pay off in the end.
I love it. So, guys, there you have it. A checklist for a do-it-yourself PR campaign. Some of the things to consider and do if you, for whatever reason, you are not in the position of hiring a publicist. You've gotten some great tips from Stacey Sherman of RSP Entertainment Marketing. And Stacey, I know that you're online, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. So can you tell us where we can find you on Facebook and Twitter so that we can connect with you? And maybe if people have more questions on some of the things we have touched on in this episode, they can ask you.
Absolutely. The easiest place to find me is through my website, which is RSP entertainmentmarketing.com. And there's a button right there on the homepage where you can click and send me an email if you have questions. It comes directly to me. It's not some, you know, random robot that's going to respond to your email. It is me. My Twitter is at RSPENTMKTG. So like a little shortened version of RSP Entertainment Marketing. And Facebook, it's really easy. It's facebook.com/RSP Entertainment Marketing.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacey. And as I said earlier, once again, you find the links to everything Stacey and I have talked about, the link to her website, her social media, the past episodes of the Jazz Spotlight podcast I mentioned in the show notes. And to wrap up this episode, Stacey, to this great conversation, I want to ask you for some final words of encouragement. If there is someone who have listened to you and I, do you have some final takeaways on music PR?
Absolutely. Don't give up, because it's not easy. And it's something that's so personal to you as an artist. It's hard to get no response or to hear no all the time. But just remember that for every no that you hear, that's someone that you can step aside and say, okay, who's the next person I need to talk to? If this is something that you're serious about and you want to make this your career, keep going. Because it only takes one person to say yes or to want to help you and be willing to support and lift you up to get you to the next level. And you never know when that's going to happen. It could be the most out of the blue time that you ever expect it, and or maybe when you least expect it.
Right.
So just don't give up and be nice to people. Because you never know who that person is or what's going to happen down the road.
Right. No, you're so right. And guys, remember that every no takes you closer to your yes. Stacey, thank you so very much for being here with us, telling us more about RSP Entertainment Marketing and sharing some tips on music marketing and publicists. I really appreciate it.
Jan, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a real pleasure to be here with you and to talk with all your listeners. Thank you so much.
All right, we are back. Stacey, thank you so much. I had a great time chatting with you. And guys, you heard it. Make sure to connect with Stacey and you can get in touch with her through her website. So if you have more questions, you want to say hi, you want to network, that's the very first place to do that. Well, this is it for this episode. Music PR, I hope you found it useful. Again, the show notes for this episode with everything Stacey and I have talked about is at thejazzspotlight.com/episode86. I'll be back with you in the next episode. Like always, I wish you a great day. Take care.